Back to the report card for what I can comfortably call one of the most exciting regular season Steeler games of all time. I can comfortably
I would say that. Certainly say that. Been some great ones in that rivalry, too. I mean, you can look back and remember all those moments, but that one, just the way it unfolded, was like two heavyweight punchers going back and forth, landing blows, getting up off the canvas and doing it again.
Total drama. That's why the NFL is the last, you know, bastion of reality television, Bob.
It really is.
You have to be there watching it live.
And there has been this thing about script writing and fixing and all this stuff. I mean, come on. Based on what you saw last night, there's no way that any of that happens in the game. There may be some prop issues that people have with betting, but not like games. I just think it's impossible to do that.
Linebackers, our friend Ray Fittipaldi, you can read this at postgazette.com, gives them a B-. He said Alex Highsmith owes Rodgers a steak dinner, maybe two. He would have been thinking about his missed sack of Lamar all offseason. Benton was in on that too, by the way. They had him sandwiched. That was on a 3rd and 4 at the 50, and he escaped and found Flowers for a 64. Man, was Lamar incredible in that fourth quarter. Wow.
He really was. I mean, just that play in particular was, and the 4th and 7 to Isaiah Likely. I mean, to put the ball where he had to put the ball, there was no other way. He couldn't do it low, had to go high, had him go up and get it.
Here's what helped make the game special was that both teams came in with win at all costs mentality. We're going for the win.
Tomlin, first time in this series ever that it's come down to that. So, yeah.
And yeah, and they didn't play like it was, like they were tight. They played, we're going all out. Risk, high risk to win. Fourth downs, the Ravens are going down the field, throwing bombs. I mean, it was something to see, and Tomlin's going for every fourth down in sight, Bob. I loved it. Anyway, other than Highsmith's missed sack, says Ray, the outside linebackers had strong games. Watt with an interception, Herbig and Highsmith with sacks, blah, blah, blah. He gives them a B-. You? It's a tough one,
A tough one because I don't know if I'd go B-. I might just go a solid B.
Yeah.
And again, I'm looking at it from the perspective that, yes.
He didn't mention Patrick Queen getting smoked for the touchdown, although I don't really blame Queen. He's not going to run with Zay Flowers all day.
No, that whole scheme, how that ended up. But, you know, sometimes players make plays against you. And in that case, I thought Lamar Jackson just made an unbelievable individual play that probably he can only make. So I'm not going to penalize him for that. So I'll give him a B.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, I'm wavering between B and B minus, but because I'm happy today, I'll give them a B. Herbig, the play on 3rd and 7 where he wasn't able to fully wrap up Lamar and Lamar basically just like tossed the ball out of bounds before that 4th and 7 play to Likely. I really want to see Herbig just rip him down.
I forgot about that play, yeah.
And Highsmith, Hayward, you cannot under any circumstance let Lamar get out of that position. It just can't happen. But they did make a ton of plays that were necessary for the victory, so I give them a B-. I'll go back to B-.
I'll go with a B. And by the way, Collinsworth, there was a throw early in the game that Lamar made. That was a phenomenal throw, right past Patrick Queen's fingertips and right onto Zay Flowers' hands. And Collinsworth's like saying, that's what happens. You know, Lamar's going to put it in harm's way. Put it in harm's way. He made a precision throw, and if harm's way means right into your receiver's hands, then I guess it was. And then the other running back, Mitchell, I think, dropped the next pass. Did you see that, Bob?
Yeah. No, I listen, as a quarterback, you're going to throw into tight windows. You have to. You have to be confident enough to do it, and there's going to be risk involved, which is one of the reasons why I think the Steelers have shied away from that generally over the last several years, putting it in those spaces. But, you know, he made plays. I thought one of the bigger plays we haven't really talked about was the batted ball, and Highsmith and Hayward both. I don't know who really got the ball, but it went in the air and right into T.J. Watt. Right into, have you ever seen T.J. Watt drop one like
He's unbelievable.
He has
those
9 career interceptions.
Yeah.
Along
Remember
with
the one he had
sacks.
On Stafford from like point blank range?
It just, those normally doink off your helmet, clang off your hands. He just wraps those things up.
By the way, when he grabbed his side early in the game,
I
couldn't stop thinking about that. Like, are we sure it's a good idea this dude is out here? I've no idea what it was, but with everything that's happened, I was just feeling like
cold weather
uncomfortable.
And lungs and breathing and all that. Yes.
Would you do have the same feeling?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all did. Like, getting risky here. Now you're talking about a vital organ to your body.
Yeah, I just that threw me for a bit watching that.
That's something I didn't even notice being at the game. I had no idea that there was a problem with Watt's side.
He grabbed it,
wince.
Right.
You know, and
anyway, secondary. Ray says it was a rough night for Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Third and one from the 36. The Ravens threw it deep. Nobody near Flowers, who scored easily. Ramsey also failed to break up the fourth and eight pass to Likely. Luckily for Ramsey, Rogers and the offense bailed him out. Ray gives the secondary an F, Bob. You with him?
No, I'd give him a D. I think they made some tackles when they had to make tackles. All part of it now. Blown coverages, you can look at that maybe as a coaching thing. I'm not sure how that worked that way and what they were doing. But, yes, they're trying to stop the run, which gives you opportunities down the field, but they should never have been that wide open. So I would give him a D.
I'll tell you who made a good play. It was Pierre on that first big run by Henry when he went Vlade D-backs.
Good to have him back.
He flopped on that. Yeah. He flopped on it, but he drew the penalty.
He drew the penalty, yep.
It wasn't pretty back there, but if you're gonna include those plays, you got to say that Queen was one of the defenders, and he's not in the secondary. So I'll give them a flat D. I won't go all the way to F, and I think Ray was very mean for that bump. Would you agree?
Ray can be tough. He's
a tough grader.
Yeah, no curving on his scale.
Limits?
I think it was the second Flowers touchdown where Asante Samuel, they all basically sold out for a run when it ended up being a pass. They were all shocked. Where he ended up tripping over his own feet, trying to backpedal into the area. Maybe it was his zone where Flowers eventually caught the football and just went sailing back.
Yeah,
I do give them a D, but man, if they don't fix those communication issues against Houston, they're not going to win.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted. Well, they're also not going to be sending guys, eight guys at C.J. Stroud on fourth and three, and they're not going to be selling out to stop a running back. I forget who their running back is.
Woody Marks. And they have Nick Chubb, by the way.
But Chubb is not the same
Chubb. Nick Chubb is a shell of his former self.
I mean, that injury that he sustained was just a lot for him to overcome.
Okay, special teams, Ray says D. Boswell's missed extra point, obviously. He did have a 57-yarder. And then, of course, the coverage team blew it, says Ray, by allowing a long return to set up Tyler Loop's final field goal attempt. He gives them a D. Yeah, it wasn't great. They had a couple decent kick returns. Our boss, Craig, reminded me that Loop had a major gaffe that may have foretold him feeling the pressure by kicking out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Oh, my God, Bob.
But that absolutely, that may have been on his mind when he was out there. Who knows? But that was a terrible kick.
Yeah, so Ray gives our Steelers a D. Our Steelers. He gives the Steelers a D.
I don't know. I'm going to give him a C.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C.
Bob. The extra point nearly cost them their whole season combined with the kick return.
Absolutely. But
when did you get this generous? What did they do well?
I don't think they were the kick at the end. Yeah, big. But I think Chris Boswell generally has been very good all season long for them, and it happens. It happens with the best of them.
So I'm going to give you a chance. I know you're being nice because you are nice, and it's nice to be nice.
What's wrong? A C is just average. I didn't expect them to. I don't think they were to the point terrible where you give them a D or an F. You gave him a D?
I'm thinking D minus. Well, I mean, the season was on the line. They gave up a 50-yard kick return, and they missed an extra point.
I get that. But I still give him a C.
He's very stubborn, Limits, isn't he?
He is. You're not going to try to change your mind on that, Bob. No New Year's resolution to change your mind by the power of Joe's rhetoric?
No. Rhetoric. What'd you give him?
I give him a D. I thought when Boswell missed that extra point that he had cost him the season. Because, you knew the Ravens were going to go down the field based on what they did the past couple of drives.
Three timeouts.
I mean, it did take kind of a miraculous play to Likely, but yeah, they did go down the field.
Right, and I thought that was going to set them up to win the game, which almost happened. The kick coverage wasn't good, and sure, they had a couple of solid returns, but I think Waitman probably wanted a couple of punts back, too, where when they could have pinned the Ravens inside the 10,
it was
there were
definitely
a ton of
below
punts
average,
that were right at the 15.
Bob. It wasn't average. I'm going to give you one more chance.
No, C.
C minus?
Nope.
Okay. Coaching. Ray says there were blunders all over the field in the fourth quarter by the defense. Offense got off to another slow start, but the Steelers never stopped believing they would win, even when things were dire. Very good writing by Ray. Would you agree, Bob, on deadline?
I think that, and that sums up what Mike Tomlin is.
He said Tomlin deserves a lot of credit for that. He has some things to clean up on defense with his back end coverage, but he has a chance to finally get off the schneid. You like that saying, Bob?
Schneid.
Get off the schneid.
Where'd that come from?
Limits? Could you look it up?
Never heard
schneid?
Of it.
Schneid?
You're the schneid off beat the schneid. Writer. And win a playoff game for the first time since 2017. He gives the coaching a B in this game. Bob, what say you?
I would say that's probably the right grade. Again, just because the strategy was to make sure Derrick Henry wouldn't be the determining factor. But there were down the field plays. They gave those up. They're responsible for that. So, but because they won, I'm going to give them a B.
I know. And this underscores sort of the silliness of pro sports or any sports, really, from a fan media perspective. Is if that ball goes through the uprights, yeah, we're giving him probably an F, right?
Yeah, probably.
So what are we doing here?
Well, I mean,
I'm thinking for myself. I
agree.
I don't know what to do here because
we'll, all we'd be talking about is how you let three uncontested touchdowns of over 38, 50, and how many yards? 68?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that happen
in
a meaningful game? So,
and yet they win the game.
And yet they won the game.
And yet they win. And yet I loved his mindset going into the game of going for broke. I'm not going to hold back here. And yet if that kick goes through, what would I be saying? What would we all be saying? What would we all be doing? This is pro sports limits. If Michael Jordan's shot doesn't go in, the Jazz might win that series in 7.
Yeah, they probably would. Bob.
If Mazeroski doesn't hit the homer, what happened to the Pirates pitching in that series?
Off the schneid comes from the Yiddish/German word for Schneider, which is a tailor, originating in card games like Gin Rummy, where being Schneidered meant losing badly or being shut out.
Also a great character from One Day at a Time. Remember Schneider, the utility man, Bob? He used to walk around with all those keys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
he was great.
Him. Schneid, though. I never thought that was the
Neither
genesis
did I.
of it.
I didn't think so either. So, I think of so many other plays from history. If Eli Manning's miracle doesn't work, then the Patriots go down as inarguably the greatest NFL team of all time. They didn't because a miracle, ridiculous play happened.
Or even that throw that he made in the second Super Bowl to Mario Manningham around the sideline with
Two
defenders right there.
If Belichick, if Vinatieri doesn't make two miracle field goals, that's just the way it works in sports. I'm sorry. So for fans, media, even teams and players, they're firing coaches based on one game in the NFL.
Yeah,
based
they are.
On it, based on a kick.
And there's no explanation about why just you didn't win.
That's so the way it works. So if Tomlin loses that game last night, if that kick goes what would he miss
44.
By 15 feet?
Oh, he missed it.
He missed badly. 20
that was,
feet.
That was a Mike Vanderjack sort of miss.
It was with the same, you could read everybody's lips. He missed it.
He missed it.
He
yeah.
missed it.
I
he
think
missed
everyone
it.
Thought it was going to be good.
If the kick goes through, I give Tomlin a D. The kick didn't go through. I'm giving him an A-. Sorry. That's the way pro sports works. Limits, what say you?
Yeah, I give a B-. I just think that so many of the gaffes defensively were just not good enough to be able to put it in the A category. But I did like how Artie and Aaron Rodgers—
Were those player gaffes or coaching gaffes?
We'll never
Maybe
really
a little
know.
Bit of both.
I think it I has
know.
To be both.
I'd like to hear a further explanation at the because Tomlin was asked about it, but didn't really go much into it. I'd like to hear what he says Tuesday.
Plus, he had the quote of the century, and that moves him up an entire letter grade, Bob. let's play that one.
The quote of the century, Bob. This is funny.
I mean, how can you put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on?
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Bob, that is so good.
Where did he come up with that?
I know he had that.
It's
that
an
look.
Old saying, Limits. He just put a new twist on it.
Right. It is.
He put the PG
But I will say, he
there.
Does have those guys believing. Every single one of them love him around, love him being their coach. So, I mean, those are the things you don't see necessarily. We see all the things we see on the field, clock management, play calling, whatever.
Right. But if the kick goes through, then we're not talking about that.
No, I get it. But as you said,
it's
play to play.
It didn't. It didn't
it's
go
win
through.
Win or lose.
That's right.
So they won.
Do you think he has a giant sheet of like catchphrases and things that he wants to say
I've
to the team, like Malzi's thesaurus?
He has. He just comes up with whatever he comes up with on the fly, and I believe that.
And this is pro sports too.
And once you've heard it, you'll hear it again. And, you know, he knows it. But
things that are endearing in victory are annoying in loss. It's just that simple. Bill Belichick is a boring, you know what, when they're losing. But when they're winning, everything's endearing about him. You know,
you won the game.
That's the way it is. To the winner goes the spoils, Bob, and to the loser, well, they go home, don't they, Limits?
And Baltimore has gone home.
And it makes you wonder about what they're going to do next. Will they join the?
What should they do, Bob? I disagree.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I mean, I could make a case that, you know, these players decided what happened. So many misplays in critical situations over the last 4 years when they've been in big games that could have won and probably should have won. They didn't win. Is that on him? Sure, he's a head coach, but he's been there with a lot of stability. They have not won with a two-time MVP quarterback. So, therefore, I think it's a 50-50 prop. They may decide. Bisciotti may say, I'm...
What would you do?
I would probably move on, but I'm not totally certain about that.
I think I would move on. And it's based on so many, and some of these are player-related malfunctions. I agree, but
even the Buffalo game at the beginning of the year, Derrick Henry fumbles a couple of times in that game and opened the door for a comeback.
I know.
And but you there would have think, been so as many a coaching over the determination, last... you want him to have the ball, yes, run it down their throats, and eat the clock.
I agree. I do agree. Yet when it starts to add up and there's been a ridiculous amount of blown double-digit leads in fourth quarters and things, and sometimes it's just time for a change. I'll tell you this much. You know, the accusations against Lamar were bogus. That guy put it on the line last night. He was great. I don't think he's ever laid down on them. Do you?
No. I think he's made mistakes. You know,
yeah, he's had bad games in the playoffs.
And the Steelers have a way of doing things to him. Not so much last night, but they did it to their run game, which they needed to do.
He's 3-7 against them.
Right. But last night he had his way passing the football, which is something that the Steelers probably wanted them to do. Go ahead, pass the football. We'll stop your run game. You pass it on us. You don't have Rashad Bateman. You have
when
other
you say
guys.
He had his way, he popped four big plays is what he did.
Well,
four
those,
or five.
Those are big plays.
I know. That was it. But it wasn't like he just, you know, lined up and riddled them from the first series. He popped big plays at key
crucial
times.
Yep. That's all part of it.
He was great. He was great. And I think the narratives against him are unfair, to be honest. I would love to have that guy as my quarterback going into next year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's 9 years into this, though. To your previous question, is he ever going to win a Super Bowl? The same one that follows Josh Allen around and Joe Burrow around.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are getting up there in age. Even Trevor Lawrence, you know, he was a number one overall pick,
sir.
And that's another guy. Although they seem to have straightened him out, and he's had a very productive year for Liam Coleman.
It ain't easy. And I remember talking to Peter King on this station. Remember when Ron was here, Bob, and it was the Cook and Joe show instead of the Pomp and Joe show?
And I remember I was in a conversation when you had him on.
Always getting second billing behind these Pittsburgh legends who are on hot dog cups.
I was uncomfortable with that, by the way, for the record. You could have changed it.
I don't want to change it.
I am a caddy for you.
You're more famous than
me.
I totally
acknowledge that.
And I love that. And I love you. But Ron, what was I just talking about?
About Peter King.
Oh, yeah, when I did the show with Ron, I was hoping to hear a Ron clip after that.
Oh. Yep.
And I asked Peter King, I used to do free association with him like I do with Kabali and Ray. I said, Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl. Yes. He couldn't say it fast enough. Yes. And I think most people feel like that, but that was now 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Josh Allen's ever going to get it done.
This
and it ain't going to be his fault.
This could be the year.
He's winless on the road in his playoff career, so he's going to have to win three on the road to get there, likely.
I mean,
Isaiah,
just
likely.
As you said, as we started today at 10 a.m., that's what sports is all about. The unlikely storyline that comes out of nowhere that no one sees coming, that you think was dead. There's never going to – and then it happens.
Didn't you think when Likely caught the ball that it had come full circle from the previous Ravens game and they were destined to win?
As a matter of fact, because of the way the first one ended with Likely, I thought, okay, that's – karma there. He's going to come up with a catch that leads to the game-winning field goal, and it's going to be Likely more than anybody who is the villain.
Limits, let me read you some texts that I sent.
Please.
Jason Bumbliss, the head basketball coach at Beaver High School.
I know him.
A friend of mine. Nice man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Had good interactions with him. He said that we need to go to a Warriors game the last time I talked to him.
Yeah, let's go. Warriors, Cleveland. They won't play any of their players.
They stink. Go to the Thunder.
At 11:34 p.m.
If I were you.
Can you drive us on your private plane then, Bob?
Yeah,
so we
Bob,
go to
why
OKC?
Not a private plane?
We can go to see them play.
At 11:34 p.m., he expressed displeasure with Jalen Ramsey for the way he didn't make the play unlikely, to which I immediately shot back, miss or block coming here 100%. And then it happened, Bob. And I'd like to take credit for that because all my other predictions, well, they've sucked for a long time. And also to my wife, my stepson, Michael, and my nephew, Danny, I said right before, and it's again, it's stamped 11:35. My wife said she was in a different room. She said, this game has been torture for both sides. I think I can hear the stadium screaming from here. To which I texted to all three of them, guarantee he misses this field goal. How about that, Bob?
Definitely with a young guy like that, first time ever in that cauldron.
It's the Ravens. They find ways just like the Bills. They just find ways to torture themselves. And that kid was going to miss that field goal one way or another. Maybe it was Skoronek. You know, frog hopping over people. Did you see what he did there?
Yeah, I thought.
Should
I thought
that have been called?
I mean, if it's a regular season game and it is called, you probably wouldn't have a problem with it, given the fact it was all the stakes were on the line here. I don't think they were going to call that unless it was completely mayhem.
My wife also.
You
the
forgot
last,
to give Father Max his credit.
And Father Max for that end zone. Yeah. And of course, we had him ready to come on earlier, so it seemed, getting contacted by St. Vincent, and now it's just gone silent.
You can blame me, Joe. Maybe I should have just kept that quiet until we actually had him on the air.
Would have been a good idea, because yeah, my sense is that the Steelers have become involved.
I think so.
And when they become involved, Bob, things for us anyway
well, or maybe,
don't happen.
You know, I mean, people are all exuberant. He called whoever it was and said, hey, you know, he goes here. I get it. But there's probably somebody you have to get checked with.
Nah, it's a fun interview with
Father
Max.
It is a fun
Max.
Interview. I get it.
Who wants to spoil the fun,
guess
honestly?
What? The second,
well, why is the fun
second
spoiled
collection
here?
Next week will be even bigger than ever.
Why is the fun spoiled? We could have had a fun conversation.
That's a great line, Bob.
What'd you say, Bob?
What?
The second collection will be funnier.
It'll be bigger next week.
It'll be bigger next week.
I mean, the two big stories here are that Father Max is from Philly. That's one, a Philly guy. Help to bless the end zone.
How about Philly-Pittsburgh Super Bowl? We've been talking about something like that for a long time.
A state championship.
State championship. Wouldn't that be interesting?
And the second part of the story is that Father Max was stepping in for Father Paul. We had the backup quarterback. And now there's a quarterback controversy, Bob. Who douses the end zone before the next game?
I have a feeling
you gotta
Max
go back to
will
Max?
Be back. Yeah, yeah, I don't think you can go away from that, right?
Limits, you agree that Father Max has to be out there?
I full-heartedly agree. But you know what I think? Maybe we should have both priests come together and bless the end zone.
Could be, yeah. You
know?
Can't bench Father Paul
yeah,
for this
Yeah, but you
got to
get the Steeler Pope involved somehow, too.
You can know? You He's lose gotta... your spot because of... why wasn't he there? Was he traveling, I would
I
imagine?
I think he was out of town. Yeah. I'm not sure.
You can't
yeah.
lose your spot because you're traveling.
The Steeler Pope
the
was
starter.
There. I saw him. No, I walked by him on the street.
But he
really?
Doesn't have the power... He has what looks like power based on his getup, but he doesn't have the power to do what Father Max did.
Father Max he's on a roll here, Bob. It's
You're
too
right.
Bad, too bad we can't
talk
gonna
to
him.
He's going to turn into Sister Jean.
He's
the
Steelers' Sister Jean. Yes.
He is.
The last text from my wife last night was both kickers should hug each other. Did you feel like that, Bob?
You know, if I'm a kicker in that fraternity, I understand that. And Boswell had to be thinking the other thing.
Kicks.
Like, it could have been him that cost them a game.
Yes.
Of all people, you wouldn't
of
have thought
people.
That. I think, I got to believe they'll reach out. He would probably, if he didn't after the game, he'd get in touch with them.
Limits, should they have hugged each other? I don't know if they didn't, by the way, but was that something you were hoping for at the end of the game?
Yeah, maybe that would have been appropriate. Boswell, a veteran to the younger player.
And remember Luke. Boswell, how many years ago where he went through it, looked like they were going to get rid of him at some
remember?
Point.
Had, yeah, that's the life of a kicker.
That's the life of a kicker. So it's not unusual for any guy to go through this, no matter how good you are.
Crowley tweeted something nice because you saw just the sickening, terrible comments that were on
terrible
loops.
Comments. People are, you know, behind their computer screens, they're so weak.
So Crowley tweeted out this morning, I'm sure Tyler Loop feels awful today, sickest man in America. Steelers fans owe the guy a lot. I say we make donations in the name of John Hopkins Children's Center. How about it? And it's taken off a little bit on
I
Twitter.
Like
he put out the link to donate.
I like that.
I'm gonna retweet that too.
Yeah,
I like that.
Bills fans have done that before.
Earlier this morning, I retweeted it too.
Bills Mafia has done that before with opposing players.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool. I think that's a great idea by Adam. All right, Bob. Where are we? Can I hear Ron's voice again? I wish he was here for all this.